3:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. Beautiful weather. Oh, my gosh. You know, Matt Dinard is telling us that the humidity is coming back at some point. It's not here, which is the really, really good news. It's warm, but it's comfortable. So I'm telling you, if you get the chance, get out there and enjoy it. We've got a lot of stuff that we are continuing to deal with today, and that includes the sightings of Kamala Harris. When I tell you they are running exactly the same campaign as they did with Joe Biden, you're laughing. Well, no, she's not hiding in the basement. Might as well be. She's not talking to anybody that could ask her anything. She's repeating the same delusional, deranged speech. And just for, extra points, I suppose, she's now saying that if she is elected, and you know, somebody should remind her that she actually has been elected. She's actually in office as we speak. But she is getting ready to announce price controls on food. Now, if you think that sounds crazy, that's because you probably live in that dreaded free market. The old Soviet Union, however, used to have price controls on food, and that's why millions of people starved. Kamala Harris has gone full Kremlin, which doesn't actually shock me because I know what a radical socialist she is. Might be news to some because the people who claim to report the news, you know, they're not actually reporting the news. Brian Maloney, however, has blown the lid off of this and just about anything else you can imagine through the years. He is absolutely brilliant in his assessment and analysis of political campaigns. He's been involved in organizing and managing things like this, and just to boot, is one hell of a talk show guy. I'm telling you, one of the best talk radio people I have ever heard, and I don't even like talk radio, and I used to listen to Brian. Brian, I appreciate you being here, man.
You don't like talk radio. Oh, wow. That's like you're making chocolate and you work in the chocolate factory, but, you know, okay, all right.
Right, you're a vanilla guy. No, I'm going home.
Yeah,
vanilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything but chocolate. Well, let me tell you, it's good to hear your voice. It's great to hear you laughing. And now I just want to know, my sense of this, Brian, is that they really are running the same campaign for Kamala Harris, except that she's visible instead of physically hiding in the basement now.
Well, it's devoid of issues, and now we know why, because when she does bring up an issue, as you mentioned, what is the issue? Price controls on food items, which I'm sure goes over well on the college campuses, but it will turn us into Venezuela or Cuba, as you mentioned, or the Soviet Union, where shelves will be empty. And, you know, I'm sure the college kids aren't going to accept that or won't realize it, but within a few months, 6 months, that's where we'll be here. So, I mean, this is why they don't want her articulating policy points, because she is a far left Marxist. And this is where the Republicans, I think, are really lacking. They need to be pounding her on that fact. And Tim Walz is also a Marxist. I mean, they are avowed Marxists. It's no exaggeration. This is what they are. This is a Marxist, communist revolution in the guise of, oh, look at these two moderate Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are, not surprisingly, spot on, and you are also, I think, spot on as you talk about Republicans. We win on issues. We win on policies, and call me nuts. I'm not seeing it. I'm not hearing it from my own fellow Republicans.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talked about last week trying to get, and by the way, every show that I'm on, the first thing the host brings up is, you know, like, when are we going to get Trump focused on the issues again? And he's starting to nudge that way a little, but Peter Navarro wrote a great op-ed piece a couple days ago outlining exactly how Trump should get back on track. And it's absolutely, I think it was the Washington Times, absolutely worth hunting down and reading. But the point being here is there's no time, and he needs to be screaming about, you know, no tax on Social Security, no tax on tips, and really hammering home this stuff with a focus. And we're not seeing that, and we need that. So, some people say, yeah, but it's not that easy to tell Trump what to do.
Well, I'm sure it's not easy, but I also believe that what President Trump wants to do more than just about anything at this point is win and get back to the White House, and all of the right reasons, I think, lead to that. And if you're not tough enough in that post to say, look, Mr. President, instead of complaining that Kamala Harris stole your idea, which is what we heard, what was reported, right? I mean, that's what the coverage was. Just go out there. And as Brian Maloney said on the Jeff Katz show, you got to pound her on these issues. You got to pound and do it over and over again. Come on. He's a lot of things. Stupid ain't one of them, Brian.
Well, what concerns me is that she may continue to steal his ideas, and many voters won't realize that they came from him first because he's not articulating them. And then if she's out there articulating them, then they'll think that she came up with them. And the media isn't going to correct that, of course,
because
they're going to go along with whatever gets Kamala and Tim, Tim won't even say what we call him, but, in the White House. So that's it. But the point you made at the beginning, which is so critical, is this effort to cleanse Kamala Harris of incumbency.
Right.
So to pretend that she is not the sitting vice president, and by the way, she may very well be the acting president for all we know it, and maybe not in a legal sense, but in a de facto sense.
Yeah.
But to cleanse her of that and pretend she's some sort of outsider that's going to come in and shake things up and change things, and every once in a while someone notices, hey, wait a second, you're the sitting vice president. You could make these things happen now, and you could have made them happen 3 years ago. So what have you been doing?
Yeah, I have to give credit. It pains me to do this, but I will give credit to the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden team over there. When it was convenient during the last 3.5 years, they pointed out that these two were a team, man. They worked hand in glove.
Yeah.
Nobody made a decision without the other one. And now all
of
a sudden, now we're being led to believe that Kamala Harris couldn't find the White House with Google Maps.
Well, it's a gaslighting effort, and it's incredibly well choreographed, and it was put together almost overnight. The media goes along with it because they just take their talking points right from the Democrat Party.
Yep.
And so, I mean, it's almost extraordinary how quickly they implemented this. And, if it were the Republicans in this situation, I mean, Republicans would not be able to do any of this, trust me, because, we don't have the media, we don't control anything, and we're never really very organized, and, so there wouldn't be any of this, but they have precision behind this, and they've been able to fool at least some people into their alternate version of reality in a fake kind of candidacy for Kamala. It's a completely fake candidacy.
It's a little bit like the old Bizarro world in the Superman campaign, in the Superman comic books, right? It looks exactly like Planet Earth, but everything is upside down and inside out, and nobody's calling them out on this. So here's my question, and I don't want to sound desperate, but I would like to save this country. I really would. I really feel that I have an obligation to my children to do every damn thing that I can to save America. I think the only avenue we have is returning President Trump to the White House. What can we do, Brian? What should we be doing?
Trump needs to ask his supporters to get out there and hit the streets for him, number one. But number two, I think we need to rise up and get angry because we are about to have our country completely stolen from us, what's left of it, what they didn't steal already. And I think that we need vigilance and activism and people getting a little angry and just stop taking it all the time, because all we do is take one punch after another, get out there, talk to people, say, look, we're months away from a Marxist, outright Marxist takeover of America. What are we doing here? Are we, and also helping the Senate candidates, including in Virginia, and all other states too. I talked about with you Ohio, and we've got all these races to win, these Senate races. And by the way, we need to win those in case Kamala does steal the presidential election and we can stop her in the Senate. So we've got to work on these things. So state, local levels, U.S. Senate campaign in your own state, those are ways to do it.
Yeah. Let me ask you there, Brian, because you just alluded to this, and I do want to remind everybody, Brian Maloney joining us. He joins us every week now. Nobody better than Brian at analyzing and really calling it out as he sees it. But you mentioned if Kamala steals this election, how about those people who are on our side of things going, of course, I want President Trump to win, but they are firmly convinced that, you know, the books have already been cooked. It doesn't matter what they do.
Well, and that's the thing. We've got to have 100% turnout anyway, because they will have 110% turnout on their side. Yeah. And so we've got to make sure everyone votes anyway, and don't let them discourage you if they forget it, I'm not going to vote, because that's what they want you to do. Yeah. So make it harder for them to steal it by voting, and that's what it boils down to. And, you know, they can't steal every place. You know, they steal Atlanta, and they steal Philadelphia, and, you know, Chicago, and whatever else, Detroit or whatever. They steal those places, but they're not stealing every corner. And there are always local and state and federal races where, you know, that are winnable, and those, all of those things help to push back against this, all of it, even at the local level.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a great point, Brian. The idea that we've got to make sure that our local members of the House and our U.S. senators are, in fact, elected. God forbid they are able somehow to pull out a Kamala Harris victory or pseudo victory or imagine whatever it is. We've got to be able to have some sort of a stopgap in place in the House, in the Senate, because if, in fact, they get control of both of those houses and the White House, forget about it. We're done. You might as well, my opinion, you might as well start eating butter by the pound. Take up smoking at that point.
Absolutely. I think there's an absolutely winnable U.S. Senate race in Virginia. I really do. Why not push hard? Why, you know, don't give up on these things months before the election. These are winnable races.
That's exactly right. Now, I want people to be following you, and I know Facebook as well as X. I shared this last week. I actually prefer the Facebook presence, but that's just me. I think they're both great, but there's something about what you are doing on Facebook that, well, let's just say I find it very, very informative and entertaining.
Oh, well, great. I appreciate that. So it's Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word. Yep. And I'd love to continue to connect with your listeners like I've been doing each week with these segments, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Now, you also need to get, I'm lecturing you now, my friend, you need some Media Equalizer merch. That's the next step.
Now, you're the king of the swag. You have all the swag, you know.
Do you want me to get my guys on it for you? We'll get you some shirts and hats.
Maybe.
All right, so we are looking for Media Equalizer on Facebook. That's really the best way to get you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Brian, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you making time for us every week. You're doing great work. You've always done great work. You continue to do it. And I remain humbled and appreciated and appreciative of you for everything that you're doing.
Thanks.
All right, that is Brian Maloney. I don't want him to, you know, go away without a nice word. He's a good guy. Brian Maloney, I'm just telling you right now, I've been somebody that I have known, that I've interacted with, called a friend for many, 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 many years. And if you are on Facebook right now, please look for Media Equalizer. I just think that's a great space. Now, he is over on X. It's S Scalpings. And there's a long story on that. And every time I think, boy, Brian's got to explain it, and then we never have time. But Facebook, great way to check out Brian Maloney. Look for Media Equalizer. You will get the unvarnished truth, which is exactly what you need. Coming up at 5:33, another good friend, Dr. Keith Ablow, is going to be here. We've got a lot of things that are kind of in the mix today. It's just one of those days, I guess. We've got my wedding anniversary. Oh, that wasn't on your calendar. All right, well, it was on mine. And I went and I got a card. And I didn't get roses. I got one preserved rose. And I thought that was a lovely thing. And it was it was there and it was cheaper. And you know you've been married 25 years when instead of driving around looking for the dozen roses, being willing to spend, $100 on roses, you get the preserved rose, which is much less money. And then you can use coupons and CVS extra bucks and your bride actually appreciates that. That's how you know you have been married a long flipping time. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.